Apology. I owe you an apology because five minutes just went by and I missed the call of Christ in my life, which was to preach to you because of this. That's just what happened. And it was kind of interesting. I almost did forget you were there because of this. I was looking at some pretty interesting stuff. Father Mike Schmidt's homily, Bishop Barron's on here, his homily for today. Late in the evening, Paul Simon, one of my favorite songs. Swipe left. But this isn't real. I checked out of reality with this. I decided not to stay in reality with this, and I went away. And as a result of that, I neglected the call of Christ on my life at this moment, which was to preach to you. I'm supposed to preach to you. Now, it's an exercise. I think you know the point. I think we've heard this, but I think what I want to do is really offer this as an examination of conscience, because I'm not sure where you are with this, but I'm not certain we're reflecting enough about what's going on with this device. And others like it. It could be a computer, could be an iPad, whatever it might be. It could be a tablet. I don't know what you look at. But on average, they're telling us that our teenagers and young adults are spending 6 to 8 hours on this device a day. Now, God doesn't live here. He only lives in reality. So, for example, I went into this realm and I missed my call on my life, which was to preach his gospel. I missed it. I spent 5 minutes sidelined. And, you know, for some that might be welcome. You won't have to listen to me for anymore, you know, that's kind of welcome. But what if I was looking at this thing and I neglected to take a call from the hospital? Someone dying who needs to be anointed, and I miss it because I checked out of reality. In a world where people are living and dying, having problems and rejoicing, I'm missing all of that because of this. God lives in reality. This is not reality. It's virtual. It's virtual. And I know I've often heard this said, I missed Mass the other day, but I watched it online. You didn't really go to Mass when you watch it online, because this isn't reality. This is virtual. This is like looking at a picture of Jesus on the wall, whereas when you're here, you're really here, and you're actually receiving Jesus into your body, really, in real time. Would you rather have a picture of your grandma, or actually be able to be with your grandmother and give her a hug? That's the difference. When I watch this Mass on this, it's not real. It's virtual, not real. Virtual. God lives in reality. I missed the call of God on my life for 5 minutes here. I missed it because God is in reality. His call is in reality. And the other thing about this is this venue is ruled, well, increasingly, more and more. I just noticed this the last 2 weeks. As AI was introduced into YouTube now, when I go there, I have to fill out a search of what I'm looking for so AI learns, what do you like? Now see, this venue is governed by artificial intelligence that sculpts an experience that coddles my ego and my preferences. and crafts the world according to how I like it. If you're going to spend 8 hours a day in this venue, that's going to form you to be kind of like the seed that doesn't fall into the ground and die. A seed has a crust around it. It's got an outer core. And that outer core is my comfort and my preferences. And I don't want to break out of that because I'm uncomfortable if I do. And if you spend 8 hours a day in this venue, you're being formed to live as though life should be according to your preferences. And if you're 12 or 13, you come out of this world after spending a couple hours in it in your bedroom and your mom says, clean your room. Well, I'd prefer not to. And you get upset. I don't want to do that. You see what I'm saying? We're being formed by this device. We're becoming formed by the algorithms that are crafting this experience to my experience and my preferences, what I want in life. And see, real life isn't like that. I could be talking to people, and I don't know, who have that crust around them. They don't want to hear this because, and my words are bouncing off because there's a seed there that hasn't fallen into the ground and it's just bouncing off of you because of that outer shell of the seed. And inside the seed, there's so much potential that gets lost. Inside that seed, if it would just fall into the ground and die, you start to grow. That's the thing. And instead, what we're doing, if we're going to spend 8 hours a day with this device, we're not going to grow. We're going to grow up as though the world in which we live, in order for us to be happy, we've got to live in a glass house. And that's not reality. It's not reality. How many fathers? Well, look at this when God is calling you to spend time with your children. How many teenagers are spending time on this when they should be doing their homework? Well, I don't prefer to do that. How many mothers who may be raising your children during nap time might go to this instead of maybe praying a couple decades of the rosary? How many of us, all of us, will spend time swiping left instead of reading scripture? How many of us don't have enough time to give to our prayer life without asking ourselves the question, how much time am I spending on this device? These are all questions are aimed at helping us examine our conscience about these devices. Because Jesus says, unless the grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it just remains a grain of wheat. And that's a seed, all kinds of potential inside. But it never comes out. It just goes down the drain. Because it's all encrusted within that shell of my comfort and preferences as a result of being formed by this. If you spend 8 hours a day, every day, for 20 years on this, that's got to have an effect. And it will have an effect. And see, one of the more serious ones for me, at least, is the fact that in this venue, it's not reality, and God only lives in the real world. He doesn't live in the virtual. And so we are called upon with Christ to fall into the ground as he did and die. And boy, that starts making some of that potential come out. come out. I'm betting most of you here have stories that you went into something with your eyes wide open, having no idea what you were getting into when you did it. And if you had known, you probably wouldn't have done it, because you got yourself in over your head. And yet, when you do that, you step forward, there are resources coming out of you, because a seed has all kinds of potential within it to grow. And we don't want to stay the same. No, we grow. We want to grow. We want to fall into the ground and die and let that potential come out in real time, in real life, instead of feeding on cotton candy, because you can't grow with cotton candy. Only reality gives us the meat and potatoes that we need. And I can think of one example in my own life. My parents, I remember when I graduated college, for example. Now, college wasn't as expensive, admittedly, as it is today. But when I graduated, I had a $1,500 debt. And we weren't wealthy. And my dad had five of us kids. And I asked my dad at one point, I said, how did you manage this? I mean, I would ask, I'd call, my tuition was being paid the whole time. And he said, we made a decision, your mother and I, back at the very beginning, when you all, the first one, when Paul, my oldest brother, had to go to kindergarten, how are we going to pay for Catholic school? We don't know. So we just started. That's what we did. We just started. That was his answer. I said, how did you manage this? I mean, to take care of all this tuition? And he said, we made the decision for Catholic education and just started. That's all I can tell you. And there's a lot of an X factor in there. See, the X factor is what's inside the seed that we never find out is there if what we're going to do is shape our lives according to the algorithms of an internet, tailoring life experience to my preferences and comfort. You'll never discover your potential that way. It only comes out through trial and challenges that real life presents us with, all, we believe, in the providence of God. Because reality is the velvet hands of our Father. That's what reality is. The velvet hands of our Father forming us, shaping us, growing us, enhancing us, healing us, penetrating us, giving us life, and getting us ready to go through that narrow gate into eternity. That's reality. Cotton candy won't get us there, brothers and sisters. So I invite you today to meditate upon a seed. Meditate about a seed and how you really do need to be someone who's willing to fall into the ground and let that outer shell crack. And when that happens, you're going to discover resources coming from within you you never even knew were there. I have no doubt there's mothers and fathers here. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Resources you never thought were even there. They're there, brothers and sisters. And in fact, Jesus comes to even supplement them from this altar. And of course, life according to my preferences, my comfort, there is no greater opposite to that than Jesus on the cross. He is totally given, not for himself, but for us. And so this is medicine, brothers and sisters, to heal us from that tendency we have to want to stay that seed, that grain of wheat, instead of falling into the ground. This is food that tries to help all that potential inside of us grow to the point where it bursts and breaks the outer shell of that seed. As we fall to the ground and die, and we start to bear fruit, not just for 20, 30, 70, 80 years, but for all eternity.